Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. I appreciate you sharing your time and energy with me. I do not take it for granted. I love you. Namaste. You're going to get a ton of value from this episode. At least I hope you do. That's the intent. So enjoy. The same reason you can't read a book or focus on the task at hand or just be able to laugh and be in a good mood all day is the same reason why you're depressed, why you have problems, why your life is going down. You're constantly feeling afraid, feeling anxiety, feeling frustrated. They're not unrelated instances. They're not unrelated events. It's not coincidence. The same reason you can't focus and sit down and read a book is the same reason why your life is failing. It's the mind. What's going on, Jocelyn? What's going on, Ethan? What's going on, Marilyn? Hey, Kathy. It's having a mind that's racing. A mind that you are not in control of, that is in control of you. Not like it's directing you to do things. Partially, we have like biological hardwiring, you know, you get hungry. That's your DNA. Your DNA is hungry. It's like, feed me. It's this thing coming out of you wanting to eat. It's part of your body. We live in a body. We have a body. We are not a body, but we have a body. So that requires needs. Wants to take a dump, have sex. You know, we're animals. We have that part of us. But we also have a mind. And we have the ability to think and figure out solutions. And we have a spiritual body. We are spiritual beings. When this is racing, when this isn't quiet, we are miserable. Because there's no peace. If you think about when you look at a sunset or a sunrise or a beautiful human being that you're attracted to or a really good meal at a really nice restaurant or a clean house when you come home and you feel that, hey, Jocelyn, I see you. And you feel that, that's nice. That's really good. It's quiet. You're not analyzing like, oh my gosh. And well, maybe initially if it's like your house or something, but if you look at a sunrise, you're just like maybe thinking, that's so beautiful. And then it's just quiet because you're looking at the sunset or the sunrise. And you're like, I love the colors. Oh, so good. Beautiful. It's quiet. Hey, Emily, thank you for coming on. It's quiet. For most people, it's not quiet up there. There's so many things they're worried about, frustrated about. Like there's no space in their life. They're constantly running from one place to the next. And they do that, and they do it until their grave. And this prevents them from accessing the very thing that will help their life the most, which is the quiet, which is the stillness, it's the peace, it's being grateful. It's appreciating what's in front of you, right? If you sit down and read a book and you have to take a nap after 20 seconds, that's a problem. Because you're not able to focus. This is running you. If you're trying to go to bed at night, your thoughts are racing, you're not at peace. You're not in control. So, why is this important? Because if you have a quiet mind, you're able to focus. You're able to get things done and measurably, specifically, with results, move your life forward and able to achieve those results, get those results. Most people I talk with, they are unhappy. They have a bunch of problems. They're not happy. They're not content. They're not appreciative. They're not grateful for what they have. They can't even connect to those states. And it's like you're not going to get something. Like if you give these people more money, they're just going to spend it in the same way because the problem isn't money. The problem isn't you need more information. The problem isn't, you know, the wrong time or wrong person or whatever. It's the fact this isn't quiet. It's the fact you're not happy. It's the fact that we're not facing the things that have traumatized us growing up. And it doesn't, when I say trauma, I don't necessarily mean, you know, you saw your friend get blown up by an RPG in a war. That definitely is extremely traumatic. But when you're a child and you're growing up, a traumatic event could be, you know, your mom or dad like yelling at you or you getting lost in the supermarket. From your standpoint, if you lose your parent who's taking care of you, you will die. You don't know how to feed yourself. You can't make an income. You can't provide value to society. So when that happens, you get terrified. Because if your mom doesn't love you or abandons you, you will die. Seemingly. Or get stolen or whatever. So from that standpoint, we accumulate a lot of trauma growing up from our parents, from people, you know, closest to us. What's up, Ulysses? Thanks for hopping on, brother. And we stuff this down. Because we're not taught how to process it and how to release it. So, giving you an example, I wanted to write an article today on procrastination. And I was procrastinating writing the article on procrastination. And then I stopped and I was like, why is this happening? What is going on here? Like, I'm the energy guy. The energy guy is not supposed to procrastinate. So I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. Hey, Linda, thanks for coming on. I appreciate you. Hope you're having a really, really great day. So I was like, okay. So I sat down, you know, laid in bed, flipped open the laptop, went through one of the training courses, one of the modules, watched some of it. And then I kind of just stopped, put it on pause, and I used one of the techniques we teach called EPR, which is energetic process and release. All that means and why you do it is it allows you to process the trauma you are holding on to, bring it up, and get it out. And when you do this, you become calm, you become happy, you become quote-unquote cool. What is cool? It's just accepting yourself and loving yourself. So earlier today, if you caught the live stream with Glenn earlier, not much, bro. May 18th, brother. I'm gonna go down and play a couple songs with you. My other friend's coming to my mom's bar for the 18th for the birthday party, so I'll see you there. Everyone watching on YouTube and on Facebook, you have no idea what that meant or what that means. That's okay. What's up, Kimberly? So back to the point. So I'm sitting there, right? And I'm going over like some of the memories of my past that were traumatic for me. One of them was like, I went, you know, my dad wanted me to play basketball when I was young. And he was teaching me basketball. And one day we went to the basketball court and I wasn't feeling it. I was really, really sick that day. I just was not, I'm like, I'm not playing basketball. Like in my head, I'm like, no way am I running down this court being sick. I don't want to be Michael Jordan. That's not my cards in life. I want to be, you know, a public speaker. Now I know that, but I don't want to do that. So I go to the basketball court and I tell him this. I'm like, it's rising as we're walking, right? Because I'm like, how do I tell him? I don't want to disappoint him. I don't want to, I know he's probably going to get upset if I say I don't want to do this. Because we're already here. We literally got here. If I was going to say it, I probably should have said it on the car right over here. But damn it, now we're here. We're walking up to the basketball court right now. It's like literally 20 feet away. So it's like, Dad, I can't do this. He's like, what? What do you mean? I was like, you know, I feel sick. I don't really want to play basketball today. Like, I said something to that effect. And I could sense he was disappointed and a little angry, a little ticked off. So then we flipped back home. We went home. And I felt like I failed my dad. Funny thing, right? Now, it's funny. But it's a very real thing. Because I'm like, because what does that mean? Like, is it cool back then? No. Because, like, I don't have an income as a kid. Like, if my dad is disappointed in me, what if he abandons me and I'm stuck here? I don't have a car. I can't get out of this basketball court. Like, we have this, you know, attachment to a young age. We're very vulnerable. We're very open. We're very easily impressionable. Easily branded emotionally. So that disappointment stuck with me for a long time. And probably does to now to some extent. What's up, Amy? Thanks for hopping on here. Appreciate you. Hope you're having a really good day. So it sticks with us. So that's not particularly the moment I went to. I went to some other stuff that's pretty dark and toxic. So I went to those memories, and I brought some of that up. Just let it go. Breathing it out. And the more you do this, listen, it's like going to the gym or anything. It requires discipline, and you have to do it over and over and over again, and you get better and better and better at it. I don't think there's anything on this planet that's just like this besides a light switch. You flip a light switch on, you're guaranteed to get power. And even then, most of the time it works. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the light bulb is blown out, whatever. But point being, it's reliable. That was a wasp. That, if it comes closer, I'm relocating. The point being, I have to consistently sit down with myself and consistently, not all day, every day, but consistently go to this place, these memories, and bring them up and release them. And even if you release a little bit, it makes a big difference because you've been carrying this with you your entire life. this shame, this guilt, this anger, this resentment, this frustration, this depression, this disappointment, you know, feelings of abandonment, fear, you know, just feeling of like being out of control, being a victim, not having, you know, feeling powerless. Maybe if you're like raped, or I got a concussion and I couldn't walk down the street for like a year. I would fall, get super dizzy, random bouts of dizziness. I lived in constant fear of this dizziness. Like it terrified me and paralyzed me. Like I was constantly like, anytime I got a weird feeling, I'd be like, please don't be dizziness. Please don't be dizziness. Cause it was horrible. It was horrible. And initially I thought I was going to die. It was like a whole bunch of stuff that was just, it was awful. It's traumatic. I was crying. I literally thought I was going to die. Like I thought, you know, I was going to just, something was wrong with my brain and I'm going to be like brain dead or something. Or like damaged, you know what I mean? Like that was a real fear of mine. It's funny, Daenerys Targaryen, excuse me, I'm thinking of the book now, from Game of Thrones. I just watched a really small clip of her, like maybe 6 minutes, and she shared and talked about how she went through a traumatic, you know, brain injury or like had a stroke or something like that. And she described similar feelings, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy that kind of happens when something happens with the brain, like you have these feelings. You should go check it out. I don't know if it's Jimmy Fallon. Really short video. It's like 6 minutes. I encourage you to go look at it if you want some perspective of what having a brain injury or anything up here going wrong feels like. But anyway, back to the video. If we are not releasing this trauma, then it rules our life. It prevents us from just being at peace and being quiet up here. Like, I could hear those dogs in the distance and just go, what the fuck? Or it could just be funny, like, oh, okay, whatever, the dogs are barking in the background, and it's no big deal. I can just let it go. But if we're holding on to trauma, that brings up what we call low vibrational energy. And it's just like stressful thoughts, anxiety, fear, all these negative states of being that suck and aren't productive to our life. If we don't release our trauma, what's up, Kim? Thank you for coming on. If we don't release the traumatic experiences we've gone through, then it's going to continue like bringing this up for us, and not in a good way. It's going to keep bringing these negative states into our life and not letting us able to have a quiet mind. You ever think how weird it is how you procrastinate or you have fear? What's up, Grandma? My grandma just dropped in the live stream. Say hello, everybody. Hello, grandmother. I love you. You ever notice like how, let's say you're attracted to somebody and you can't go talk to them. You have anxieties like, it's like, oh, they're cute. I would really like to talk to that girl. And then right after that thought's like, I can't do it. Why can't you do it, bro or broette? Why can't you go talk to that person? Because you don't feel good enough? Because you're a piece of shit? Why? Do you feel like you're a piece of shit? Do you feel like you're not good enough? Who put that in you? Who put that voice in you? Everyone's baseline should be, I accept myself. I love myself. I'm amazing. If I'm attracted to somebody, I should just be able to go talk to them. That doesn't necessarily mean they're just going to be all over me. But it does mean I shouldn't feel any anxiety, feel out of place to go talk to another human being. But if we're carrying trauma, right? I was bullied for 4 years of high school, like almost every single day. You know, I was living under the threat of getting my ass kicked. And that was a very real thing for me. And, you know, guy constantly talks shit to me and called me names and all sorts of bad stuff. And I resorted to a lot of drugs to numb the pain and numb the sense of low insecurity and low self-worth. So that gives social anxiety. That gives the anxiety when I go and try to talk to somebody. But if we release that, if I release that memory, right, as I am, and continue to do so, even a little bit, it makes a dramatic difference. So now when I go out, I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. I can actually just be in my body, not feel like I have to check in with everybody. Like I don't walk in the room and go, where's the cool people? Oh, there's the cool people. Can I go talk to them? Am I in the cool club? Oh, I'm not in the cool club. Okay, let me just go sit in the outside of the room like a creepy ass person and just kind of look at stuff and kind of be doing this with my drink usually. Or do I walk in the room and I'm like, I know why I'm here. I know where I'm going. I don't need to look and check to see if everyone's cool. I'm cool. I have the validation drawing from within. I love myself. And not just like, I'm cool. F you guys. No, but like, I don't, like, I'm not even in that game. I love myself. I accept myself. I'm gonna have fun here. I'm gonna have fun wherever I go, because I'm fun. Because I'm awesome. Because I'm me. It's removing the anxiety in the first place. It's removing, like, if you're into self-help, you're like a self-help junkie, much like how I was. You're constantly reading books to try to improve, try to get the mindset or the next thing. Do you ever, like, stop and wonder, how many books do I really need to read before I'm like, there, before I reach self-acceptance and self-love? Because that's what you're really chasing, right? We're not scared of the thing. We're scared of the feeling that thing's going to give us. We're not looking for the book. Wanting the feeling the book is going to give us. But you have to draw that, Wasp. We have to draw that. Listen, Wasp. Release your trauma too. We have to draw that from within. We can't be searching outside for approval, for validation, for love, for acceptance. We have to do that in here. That's why it doesn't matter how many books you read. Or, you know, don't take my word for it. Keep reading the books, and then we'll have a conversation a year from now, and let's see if you're in the same place or actually the books helped get you to where you want to go. And probably there's an exception to that, and somebody might take me up on that and be like, yeah, well, I did read all the books, and I am successful. And I'll be like, okay, well, you proved me wrong. Awesome, bro. I'm glad you're successful, though. Wasn't really about that. But for the majority, the books aren't going to do the trick, right? Same thing with social anxiety exercises or challenges, right? We have to continuously... So if you're familiar with the dating industry, right? The term social anxiety, or approach anxiety, excuse me. It's what you feel as a guy or girl, where you see someone you're attracted to, and you want to go talk to them, but you have the anxiety. I can't do it. Self-attack. Toxic thoughts. That's a term from the dating industry. So normally for that, they just push you into the situation anyway. You hire a coach, you attend a boot camp, you train a training program, and they push you into the interaction anyway. And then when you get out, they make sure you don't self-attack, because they're right there to tell you, like, no, you did amazing, man. Look at this, what you did, blah, blah, blah. They break it down. What'd you do? What was great about it? Tell me one funny thing about the interaction. And they're having to drill this into you because you have so many self-attacking thoughts. You can't go just talk to a person because you're so much self-attack and anxiety and negative feelings rushing into your system, flooding you with adrenaline and cortisol. You can't just be at ease with the person in a conversation. It's like the end of the world. But what happens when you stop getting coaching? What happens if you stop going out to talk to people and socializing? You go down, you stagnate. It goes away, the skills go away, the skill of being able to talk to people. The self-attacking stuff comes back, the anxiety comes back. If you're not constantly on top of it like a, I don't know what a good analogy is. Wouldn't a better solution be instead of that's a dating example, but maybe in terms of going to the gym, where you're beating yourself up, you hate the whole process of it. Instead of all that, wiping that all off the table and just not having those things to begin with. So when you see the person you're attracted to, you just go talk to them. And it's just like, oh, I'm gonna go meet this person now. Da, 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 da. It's quiet. There's not this hamster wheel of I'm a piece of shit subconsciously going on. Inconsciously maybe, like I'm scared, but maybe subconsciously that's what you're saying to yourself, I'm a piece of shit, that's your view of yourself. But maybe consciously, what you're actually saying is, I'm scared, there's anxiety, ugh, I can't do this, ugh, back out, run away. Or same thing as the guys, probably familiar with this, when you walk into a room and you scan the room to see who's in charge, who has the value, who's cool. Kind of like you did back in high school. We have to release this trauma, or it will run our lives and affect every area of our life, including money. More people think making more money is going to make them happy. That's hilarious. This quote, I love this quote. Wherever you go, there you are. So true. What's up, Amanda? Thank you for hopping on. I appreciate you. Hope you're having an amazing day. If I gave you $1,000, it will not change you who you are. No, not change who you are. Excuse me. You might go buy some stuff, but eventually, after the money's gone and the initial high of like, oh, I got $1,000 extra, woo, you're going to be back to the same damn place you were yesterday. The same level of happiness. Your same baseline, baby, of I hate myself. I hate my life. Oh, I'm not getting the results I want. On loop. That loop sucks. It sucks. It sucks. It sucks. Let's just remove it. Let's take it out. How do we do that? By going back to the traumatic experiences that gave us this fear and anxiety in the first place, this feelings of low self-worth, bringing them up and releasing them and getting them out. So we naturally feel abundant, happy, grateful, feeling great, feeling good. And we are pulled toward what we want. So after I felt that procrastination, I was like, whoa, hell no. I sat down, went to some of these memories, brought some up, released it, felt amazing afterwards, started working on the article, about halfway done with it now. But I had to re-download this, the live stream from today because it failed. So I have to re-download it so I can re-upload it to the channel. So article's on hold, thought I'd bang out a video while I was waiting. And here I am, here we are. If we look at something like procrastination, it's a self-sabotage. You know what to do, but you're not doing it. Why? Because you don't think you deserve it. Why? Because you have low self-worth. What do you want in life right now? What do you want? Do you think you deserve it? Because if you don't think you deserve it, it's a true question, because if you did deserve it, you'd already have it. If you don't think you deserve it, you're just going to stay where you are. It doesn't matter how much you want it. I don't care what you think it's going to do for you. You're going to stay in the same place because you don't feel like you deserve it. You can't resonate with it. And even if you got it somehow, magically, you would self-sabotage because you don't think you deserve it. Just like the girl or the guy. You don't deserve that quality of person, that quality of relationship. A lot of people who are carrying a lot of trauma, they have to be in arguments. Their life is full of drama. The stillness drives them insane, much like reading a book. When you read the book and then you fall asleep, they can't resonate with the gratitude. They can't focus on the book. They can't focus on gratitude. They can't be in that state. They can't live there because there's too much pain. There's too much pain. It's creating like a blockage for them accessing gratitude, appreciation, you know, feeling good, self-acceptance, self-love. And it's unfortunate because those are the people who need it the most, and they're so blind to it, they can't, they're so resistant to it. You know, they'll hear a video like this, it'll piss them off, or they'll tune out, or they'll fall asleep, they'll get bored, like, this isn't funny. You know it's not funny? You holding on to your trauma and living a terrible, shitty life. That's not funny. That's what I think is not funny. I think that's terrible. I think that's a death sentence and like a prison sentence. I would prefer for you to be happy and living your dreams and going after what you want. Shanna, hope I'm saying that correctly. We all deserve love. I know I'm still working on being able to accept it and love me, as am I. So high five, I'm with you on that one. Love, happiness. Linda, yes. Emily, I started my shadow work a couple months ago. I love you for that. That's huge. You know, I call it trauma. You call it shadow work. Other people have different labels for it. But the point is, if you're facing the dark stuff that you're having buried inside that we naturally suppress because we weren't taught to process it, bring it up, and let it go, that's amazing. 10 out of 10. You're an amazing human being. I love you. Thanks for saying that. Amanda, I'm having an amazing day and I wish you one as well. Thank you. I'm feeling the love. Thank you. Shanna Haya from Alabama. What's going on? Hello from Phoenix, Arizona. There's tons of wasps here, but it's pretty. Linda shared. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Every time you share this, more people get to see it, which increases the likelihood that some person in the right situation is like, you know what? I am ready to change. What's this energy awareness training stuff all about? And then we have them release their trauma, and then they go on to dominate life and be happy. And even if they don't dominate life, them just being happy, success. Lou, my son does this. Amazing. Emily, cannot. Our validation can't be found. No one has it but ourselves. 100% right. There's another quote. If you guys are familiar with Eckhart Tolle, in the beginning of the book, The Power of Now, amazing book. A lot of people who are holding on to pain and trauma won't resonate with it. They can't even read it. I couldn't read it when I first heard of it. You'll literally fall asleep. Try it. It's the weirdest thing. You'll literally tune out, fall asleep. But in the book, he says that he gives an example of like a homeless guy sitting on a box and he's constantly begging for change. But then he looks down, opens the box after someone tells him, and there's a mountain of gold he's been sitting on his whole life. It's a metaphor. The metaphor being, you have a mountain of happiness and self-acceptance and self-love within you. even if you go through our program, you're still doing the training. You're still doing the things allowing you to release the pain. You have all the power. I need to hear this. Trauma has run my life for years. Me too. And still controls me day to day. But the difference is I have this process allowing me to bring it up and let it out a little bit every single day. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. So if I'm making a little bit of progress every day, I'm a little bit happier day to day, right? I quit smoking. I'm feeling great. You know, stop drinking coffee, drinking tea now, making more content, putting more, you know, action in. I don't have millions of dollars yet. I don't. But I'm on the path there, I believe. And I'm doing the best I can. So that's all that matters. Ayo, what's up, Kim? Linda, hello, grandmother. Thank you for shouting out my grandma. Stacy, hey, what's going on? Ulysses, what up, bro? What's up, my friend? Emily, Linda, Marilyn, Jocelyn, what's going on? Let me give you guys some waves. Boom, I love this wave feature. I don't know who designed this wave feature, but it's like so much fun to click the wave button, and I hope it's equally fun for you to get the wave. Scroll back down. So glad and invited Casey Lit. Thank you for inviting her. I appreciate you. Really, it means a lot. Cherie, I hope I'm saying that correctly, or Cherry. Both of those names are awesome. Mark Generation thinks of writing a memoir for people to read after. Yes. Start listening to The Power of Now, audiobook on YouTube. Yes, phenomenal. Phenomenal. Another good one is Levels of Energy by Frederick E. Dodson. Talks about energy and how it works. Pretty good. Little hard to get through, but it's worth it if the name sounds cool, I'd encourage you to check it out. But to kind of wrap this video, because the video is probably downloading now and I can upload it to the channel. Biggest thing you want to take away from this video is just bring more attention to the things in your life that have caused you the most pain, that you're maybe ashamed of, you're angry about, resentful about, something you didn't do, something you did do. I want you to understand that it happened in the past, and there's nothing we can do to change what happened. But what we can do is focusing on our present form in this moment right now and making sure we go forward in a state of healing. And I really don't mean this in the hippy-dippy woo-woo sense of the word of like, heal it, we're healing everyone. No, I really mean healing. Like actually letting this stuff go, letting it out, so it dramatically improves your life, because it will. If you stop being ashamed or, you know, having it plague you, the fact you were molested or raped or beaten, physically, verbally abused, bullied, when that is out of you, there's peace. You can be happy. You can share. You can express yourself. It's insane. It's night and day. So bring more attention to that. Bring more focus on that. If you know what it is, if you know what the traumatic moment is, this isn't like the detailed one because you'd have to go through the training to kind of get it, but I'm just going to give you the gist of it. So if you want to do it and you want to try it at your home, this is what I do personally. I'm going to share it with you to kind of release some of this trauma because I want to give you as much value as possible. And if you release some of it, you understand the power of it, then you're probably more likely to come to our training program, buy it, go through it, and get even more results. So I want you to sit down somewhere that's quiet. You're not going to be disturbed. It's very important to be quiet, that you're not going to, you know, have a bunch of distractions around. When you are in an area that's quiet, sit down, close your eyes, and just tune in to how you're feeling. Start there. Tune in to how your body's feeling. Are you stressed? Are you, you know, anxious? Whatever. Tune in at where it's at. Is it in your stomach? Is it in the shoulders? Is it just in the head? Feel it. And then start asking yourself, why am I feeling this? Where is this coming from? What is this tied to? And if you know the exact memory, I want you to go back to that memory and practice this. It might be hard at first. It gets easier the more you do it, the more you try to visualize it. Go back to that memory. Go back to exactly, replay what happened. And it might be intense because let's say if you got raped, that's not a fun thing to go through. Really sucks, terrible. But go through it. Go back to that memory. Go back to that experience. Feel again what you felt back in that experience. Bring it up in your body. Feel it. Even if it sucked. Even if it was like, you know, give an example. I've never been raped, but this is something that, you know, affected me greatly that felt like emotional rape. So my mom and her husband got drunk one night. This was maybe a year or two ago. They got really drunk, started fighting. I was in the back room, probably writing a blog post or something. And I was living with them at the time. And they got drunk and they were fighting and arguing, and I heard a bunch of banging and stuff. And screaming, and they were in the hallway and they're screaming at each other. And then my mom's husband came in the room, And at the time, you know, I don't know, some crazy thing, like maybe I had a dish in the room or something like that. And he came in drunk in the doorway. He's like, "Why the fuck did you do this? Fucking rah, rah, rah." And I knew he was drunk, so I'm just like, "My bad, you know, what happened again?" He's like, "You fucking always fucking do that." And then my mom was like yelling at him. And then he went, and they kind of went back farther in the hallway. And then I was like, so I got up and I went out in the hallway, and he pushed my mom across the kitchen floor. And I lost it at that point. And then he turned to me and he got up in my face and was like, "What the fuck are you going to do about it?" And like, you know, as I was reflecting on that moment actually earlier, when I was kind of releasing, bringing some stuff up, that was one of the moments. And I realized that I recorded a podcast that day or the next day talking about it. And I said it felt like I was emotionally raped, because it's just so, like, I felt demasculated, because, like, what, do I get his gun and kill him? Do I call the cops? Is that not a manly move? Is that just conditioning? Have I just been conditioned to, like, that's what being a man is? You punch the person who insults you. What is all this that I'm feeling, right? So now, as I was thinking back on it and a number of other memories, I realized, I'm like, actually, that had nothing to do with me. And I gave him permission to make me feel that way. But really, I made myself feel that way. Again, I have all the power. I let that in. I let that affect me so much. It sucked. I definitely don't want to see my mom thrown against thrown across the kitchen floor. That sucks. It's terrible. But he, you know, exuded that energy. That energy was given to me, but it was my choice to keep it. And obviously, I didn't know how to release it. I didn't know how any of this stuff works back then. So it makes sense that I did what I did, which was call the cops. Thank God, because if I killed him, I'd probably be in jail or something. And you wouldn't get these amazing videos. So realizing that it wasn't my fault, it was him, realizing that I have the power to let someone in, to let that affect me, or to just let it go. And I went back to that memory, right? So you sitting down, that's a memory. You got a memory. If you're raped or something, that for me, that was the same thing. Not the same thing compared to rape. That's not what I'm getting at. I just mean that's my memory I'm picking to choose to release because it affected me in a very negative way. So I'm going back to that memory. I'm replaying what I felt, the anger, the feeling of, like, you know, like my masculinity being questioned, and like, you know, what do I do here? And like just resentment and just like hate, like, for how dare you hurt my mom? Like, I will kill you right now. But just kidding. I'm just gonna call the cops and say, like, going back to that memory, feeling it, really feeling it. I'm making a joke here for live stream purposes. So I'm kind of keeping the energy light so you can kind of keep paying attention and keep focusing. But when you're doing this, really feel it. Really feel that hate. Really feel that anger. Really feel that sadness. Really feel that depression, powerlessness, whatever. And take a breath. Imagine you bringing that memory up, bringing that emotion up, and releasing it. You can imagine like a black mist, whatever visualization you like that makes it, you know, better to visualize. The visualization is what's important. So we're using a technique we teach called 5. Focus, intention, visualization, and then the pinky finger, you then experience it, which is you experience what you are visualizing. This probably could be used negatively, but we don't teach that. We teach it to be used positively, and it has a massive effect, massively beneficial. So in terms of this, sit down, quiet area, go back to this memory, replay it, feel the feelings again. You're gonna focus on the feeling in your body. Focus on the emotion in your body. How does it make you feel? Focus on that. Then I want you to say, "I intend to bring this up and get it out." So now we've set our intention, very important. And we're not questioning the intention. We're not, okay, do I feel it coming up? No. You set the intention, it's done. You're going to release a little bit regardless, automatically. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's 50%. It doesn't matter if it's 1%. You will now release some of it. Intention is set. Then I want you to visualize it while breathing. Breathe in. You're bringing it up. Visualizing it coming up. Breathing it out. Getting it out. Imagine it leaving. Then you will then experience lightness. You will experience it leaving. You'll experience a little bit of peace. That's one technique. We teach a lot more. There's 10 levels to the training program. Each level, the first one's gonna teach you how to be emotionally free, but it's a lot. But that's a little bit. Do that if you know what your traumatic memories are. Do that if you have a stressor, if something made you mad this week, right? I had an argument of sorts with my cousin, my little cousin, like I think last week. That was something that affected me. It was a little negative energy. It was a little bit of adrenaline. It was over nothing. It was a misunderstanding. How hilarious we can't communicate with each other. What's up, Sahail? Hope I'm saying that correctly, my friend. It's so funny how we can't just like have conversations with people. If you're feeling that adrenaline when you're going to talk to somebody, you're being triggered. So it's related to trauma. If you're not good with confrontation, and that mean I don't mean like you have to go like I'm confronting you now. What the hell did you do? No, but like if you're not able to just express yourself in a calm manner and your adrenaline's pumping, you feel that like that's a sign probably has some stuff in there you wanna bring out. Because you shouldn't have a problem just expressing yourself. I'm doing that right now in this live stream. Right? When I talk to people, you shouldn't have a problem expressing like, how are you feeling? What's going on? If there's a problem, you should be able to talk about it and have a win-win situation come out of that for both people. Not what most people holding on to pain and trauma in what we call low vibrational people and low vibration do, which is, you know, massively attack each other, put blame on each other, make it explode. That's a big bee. Ah! I hate bees and I hate wasps. Okay, anyway, continuing. And making it blow up in your guys' face. So that's not good. We don't want that. I'm kind of going off on a different rant, where this topic isn't about, you know, having a conversation with people, but it is about addressing the things in your life that, backyard's a mess, I know. Addressing the things in your life that have traumatized you and committing to releasing them, because as you release them more and more and more, you'll become happier and happier and happier and happier. And it's what I want for all of you. I want you to be happy. I want you to accept yourself. I want you to love yourself. And, you know, am I perfect? No. But again, progress, not perfection. As long as you're on this path of healing, every day is going to get a little bit better. And that's huge, because if you've been stuck in the same place for years and years and years, and you've had the same level of happiness, same level of depression. The beast following me. He's angry. You're still in the same place. It makes a dramatic difference when you release some of this trauma and you start to accept yourself again. Your baseline goes up. And it's the most wonderful feeling in the world. Like, honestly, it's the best thing ever. And that's why, you know, I worked a lot of jobs. You know, I have a self-help tattoo on my wrist here. I volunteered for self-help companies. I work for them. And I was trying to look for something that would change who I was. And I realized after now that the bee's gone, I can just go back to my regular position. I realized after reading all these books and attending all these courses and volunteering and this and that, nothing changed. And I was looking for the thing to actually change how I felt. I didn't realize that's what I was chasing the whole time. The feeling, not the thing, right? I'm thinking like, oh, okay, if I sleep with a lot of girls and make a lot of money and have cool image and I'm on stage, then I'll be happy. But I wasn't. And I got those things to varying degrees. And it didn't make me happy. Momentarily, for sure. Having sex with a beautiful person, amazing. But then what happens when you go home? Or an hour afterwards, when the self-loathing kicks in and you hate yourself and you go back to that reality and you go back to your shitty baseline, then you're like, I'll have to have sex all day long to escape this hell. And that in and of itself is very difficult. So a better route, which I found, is to just face the dark things you've been holding down, even if it's like being yelled at a dinner table when you were 6. That can be traumatic to somebody based on the point of view. Because if you feel like you're gonna die, and it's questioning your life and your survival, it's traumatic. Going back to those moments, bringing them up, bringing them out. It's the single greatest thing I've discovered in my time, 23 years of self-help, to make dramatic changes in a very, 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 very short amount of time. This is it. We're chasing the thing to get the feeling. We're not doing the thing to avoid the feeling. It's all about the feeling. If we release the trauma, our natural feeling goes up and the bad feelings go down. So we're able to talk to that girl. We're able to make them more money without blowing it all on stupid stuff or using it to then scale the business or to scale your life forward. We're able to go hang out with those people, have cool friends, just be happy in general. We're not plagued by procrastination or anxiety or this or that. That's what I want for you. And this is what I'm committing to every single day. The studying of this, the teaching of this, the cultivation of this, releasing of more trauma, more healing, more happiness, right? So as you watch these videos, they'll continue to get better and better. There'll be more laughter, more groundedness, more calmness, more jokes, more back and forth. It's hard because I came from a very, very negative background and I have a lot of trauma and still do. I'm still healing and releasing it, but there's still a lot there. So it's responsible for me feeling stifled or like, I can't just like laugh. It's the smile is very new to me. that makes sense. You could see the line, kind of like Star Wars, right? The lines in the face are like stretched and like really tight, and like, you know, when they go to the dark side, they have the dark look in the eye, their pupils change. That's kind of what happens when you have a lot of trauma and you're holding on a lot of pain. You're like this negative person, like, minus being able to shoot lightning out of your hand. So it's all the negatives without any of the positives, if that's a positive, shooting lightning out of your hand. I think that would be a positive, shooting lightning out of your hand. That'd be kind of cool. Not to hurt other people, but just during a live stream, just one time. What's up, Alexis? So with that being said, ranted and went off in a whole bunch of different directions. The point being, face the things you've been holding down, suppressing. Because if you can bring them up and release them, which I've taught you how in this video, then you'll be happier and you'll love your life and your life will move up and up and up. Because I don't know if you know this, but holding on to those traumatic memories is actually holding back every area of your life. More money, better relationships, you know, more sex, more happiness. I want those things. I think you want those things from the right place. And I want you to get them. I think you deserve them. Because stepping into my own self-love and self-acceptance, I realize I deserve it. And I realize that I deserve it. And if I deserve it, everyone deserves it. So I kind of want to cry now. I'm going to leave you guys. That hit me hard. I love you. Thanks for watching this live stream. Smiling is a weird experience, especially when you are trying to make yourself 100%. It has to be natural. We always know when someone's fake smiling. Just go back to the family photos. You can pick them out. I know you know. My problem is not knowing how to release them. Go back to the previous part in this video. I cover that. I literally did it with you guys. Sit down with yourself. Go back to the memory. Feel the feeling you felt in that memory, right? Was it anger? Was it sadness? Was it heartbreak? Was it, you know, for me, like hate when my mom's husband threw her across the kitchen floor. I was like, I hate this car. Feeling that. Breathing it up, visualizing it coming up, setting the intention of I want you to come up and get the out. Breathing it out on the exhale. I'm confused then. I'm confused. Was it not? You know what? Here, after I end this video, I'll send you a guided release from my mentor, Glenn Ackerman. It's like 15 minutes long. That should be much better. And I got you. I will send that to you. Everyone else, I love you. Thank you so much for watching this live stream. And yeah, just thank you. Hope you have a really great day. Namaste. I hope this content was valuable. Hope it was, you know, impactful. And at the very least, just reminded you to, again, give a little bit more attention to the things we've been holding back in our life, holding down, suppressing, bringing them back into the light, shining the light on the cockroaches, and getting them out to increase our happiness, sense of peace, and well-being. Thank you. I sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you didn't, then you just send me some coal for Christmas. But I hope you did. I hope you did. That was my intent. Hope you get a ton of value. Hope you had some realizations, epiphanies, and you just got value. Okay, like your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode, and it wasn't a waste of time. I sincerely wish the most amount of happiness and success for you. Glenn and I at energyawarenesstraining.com, big plug there, energyawarenesstraining.com, we want to end global emotional human suffering. We have a product that teaches you how to heal your past pain and trauma. Put yourself in a state of happiness every single day and massive action, right? Not happiness sitting in a cave, unless you want that, unless that actually makes you happy, but massive action combined with happiness, using happiness as a foundation, a platform to then take a disgustingly awesome level of action to get the things you want in your life, to live your dreams. But coming from a place of inspiration, not desperation, having to fight through it to make it happen. So with that being said, if you're ready to change your life, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But besides that, enjoy the free content, free videos, free posts. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on this episode. You mean the world to me. I want you to just be successful and happy and just get everything you want. So keep listening. Keep engaging. I'm here for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.